When President Obama announced that he wanted the EPA to fast-track regulations on carbon emissions at existing power plants, the outcry was immediate. Joe Manchin, a Democratic senator from West Virginia, told Fox and Friends this was part of what conservatives call Obama's war on coal.
How are we all to blame, and why are we taking the hit that we're going to be taking? Why is this economy going to be taking this hit? Why are jobs going to be lost? And they will be lost.
That was almost a year ago. The EPA is supposed to release the first draft of that carbon rule next month. While exactly what the new regulation will look like remains unclear, EPA officials have been talking publicly about the broad outlines of their plan. And the word they use over and over is flexibility.
It is going to be flexible, and it will set goals. I can't tell you what those goals are going to be because that's being worked out in Washington at the highest levels. We talked about the president being involved in this. Last time I checked, he makes those calls, not me.
That was EPA Administrator for New England, Kurt Spaulding, at an event last week at St. Anselm College. This is what the states know so far. They'll likely be handed a carbon reduction goal from the EPA. They'll have to come up with a plan for how they intend to get there, and then the EPA will okay that plan. But in the Northeast, it's possible that the regulations required are already in place in the form of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI. Don't take my word for it. Here's Dan Utek, Special Assistant to the President for Energy and Climate Change.
So I think the REGGI model, the model that New England and the other REGGI states have, I think that basic framework, you know, without getting way ahead of this thing, is likely to be compatible, but I can't speak to sort of the levels.
New England is already in much better shape than some Midwestern states to meet whatever levels of CO2 reduction the feds might ask for. Here, CO2 emissions have already fallen by 29% since 2007 because cheap natural gas and a market redesign that made the region more sensitive to fuel prices led to a build-out of gas-burning power plants. REGGI basically puts a floating cost on carbon and requires reductions of 2.5% every year or 38% by 2020. And while it's by no means a given that REGGI is aggressive enough for the feds, there have been hints that the EPA's rule could be based on REGGI, at least in part. Again, New England Administrator Spaulding.
I don't know if what New England's doing is fully compliant now, but I can be certain to tell you that the good track record has been informing the process.
Consulting groups that worked on REGGI say they've been engaged by the EPA to help with the federal rule. And last year, the president issued a memo that said the new rule should include market-based instruments to the greatest extent possible. That's because, according to Kathleen Barone, senior vice president of Exelon, the nation's largest operator of nuclear power plants, generators using cleaner-burning fuels prefer cap-and-trade systems.
As long as you can achieve your budget, you can do whatever the heck you want, as long as what's coming out off the stack is less than the cap.
In the Granite State, there is another uncertainty: how the EPA will view what New Hampshire's doing with its REGGI proceeds. The rest of New England invests the compliance money into energy efficiency in order to further drive CO2 savings and to push down energy bills. In New Hampshire, about a quarter of the money goes into energy efficiency. The rest is given back to consumers. But utilities are also allowed to recoup that money through their electric rate. This results in this odd dance where REGGI money is rebated to ratepayers who have paid a higher rate to finance the rebate. The EPA's Spaulding says he can't say how the feds will view this arrangement.
I would think, you know, the nexus here is reducing carbon emissions. So whatever they do, it's got to do that.
And with the price of a ton of carbon rising in every auction beginning last fall, New England is finally going to see if REGGI can do just that. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.